KFSR presents the Fresno State Sports Report, your inside connection to everything sports at Fresno State, featuring Eddie Hughes and Fresno State Director of Athletics, Jim Bartko, 90.7 KFSR.
Good morning and welcome. It's a great day to be a Bulldog. I'm Eddie Hughes, solo today in the studio as our co-host Jim Bartko is taking care of his athletic director duties, off doing big things in a busy summer getting ready for that fall sports season. But I've got a great interview for you today on the show with none other than new Fresno State football coach Jeff Tedford, also a Bulldog alum, and he's just about 2.5 months now from opening his first season as the Bulldogs coach. I'm sure he's looking forward to that, looking forward to getting all the new recruits in this coming week and kind of getting everybody together and ramping up for that 2017 campaign. I sat down with Jeff Tedford recently on his Bulldog Red sofa inside his Duncan Building office, got down to the nitty-gritty with him about his vision for Bulldog football, for the program, and what fans can expect from the team this year. And a whole lot more, including a question that a lot of you might be interested in: who's the best player Jeff Tedford's ever played with and ever coached? So I think you'll want to make sure to listen up and hear the answers to those questions in just a few moments here. Our interview was part of a Fresno State Magazine Q&A with Jeff Tedford. The new issue of Fresno State Magazine will be hitting mailboxes any day now, so keep an eye out, check your mail, take a look for it if you're an alum or a friend. If you don't get the magazine, you can always go online to FresnoStateMagazine.com to see all the latest content and videos. But without further ado, we will bring you that interview now with Bulldog football coach Jeff Tedford.
So Jeff Tedford, former Bulldog QB, alumnus, former assistant coach, winningest coach all time at Cal, I believe. What attracted you, what inspired you to come back and be a Bulldog?
Well, you know, obviously having played here, graduated here, coached here, I have a true passion for Fresno State and the Valley and the people of this community and of the university alumni. And so, you know, when the opportunity came up, felt like it was a great fit for me and my family, and to come back and revitalize the football program, because I know it means a lot to a lot of people. As an alumni myself, having played in the first stadium, you know, first full season of the stadium, going up and down that ramp means a lot. And then, of course, just making a difference in the kids' lives, of making sure that we can have them reach their growth and potential and their growth and development, I should say, and full potential in all areas, you know, academically, athletically, socially, and spiritually, are things that are really important to us. And this feels like home. It is home. And so it was a great fit.
So it was important to you, seeing what had happened the past couple of years with the program, to sort of get in and rectify that, so to speak.
Yeah, you know, I mean, the opportunity came up, and, you know, unfortunately the past couple of years have not been what this place is all about. And, you know, so felt like, you know, it's a place that I know what the tradition is here. I know what the pride is here, and that to get it back means a lot. And it's not something that has never been done, you know, and I felt like I understand what needs to happen here, and felt like, you know, I want to do my part to help get it back on track, that everybody could be proud of it.
What's it feel like to be back and to be in this building, in this office? I know things have changed a bit since
you came here. Things have changed as far as just the building itself is concerned, but the stadium is still the same. The footprint around here is still the same. There's so many things that are so familiar to me, besides a lot of the people, but just the environment, you know. And it's amazing how fast 30 years goes by, or 35 years goes by. That just seems like yesterday, you know. And so the comfort level here of just the surroundings and the environment and the people is something that is nice to have.
And I know you've coached it as high a level as there is, but you ever step back and, you know, just the nostalgia that you have for this place and kind of get that, you know, that warm and fuzzy feeling like, I can't believe I'm in this position?
Well, yes, absolutely. I didn't have that before I got back here, because I've been on such kind of the fast track and a lane of being so focused other places, you know, I'd always keep an eye out on what was going on, but I've, you know, I've only been back here a couple times. Generally, I'd come back, you know, unfortunately, in unfortunate situations like deaths or funerals or whatever for people, Coach Sweeney's and, you know, things like that. But coming back here to actually work here and be a part of it really did bring back a lot of that stuff. It really did. You know, as I stand on the field, I remember conditioning out there, running up and down those stadium stairs, and it brings back so many memories, you know, so many games playing in that stadium, you know, and so it really did, you know, coming back and being around it more than a couple hours really brought back a lot of positive memories for me.
I grew up, I was born and raised here, went to Hoover High right down the street, and from the time I was born, my parents, grandparents all had season tickets, so I grew up tailgating every Saturday. It's what we do.
Right.
But for people who aren't that connected or who maybe haven't been exposed to Bulldog football yet or athletics in general, what is it about this school or this program that's really a unique passion for Fresno State?
Yeah, and I think that's it. I think because it is pretty much the show in town, and a lot of people take a lot of pride in it, you know, so it is an event, you know, that people can come out and tailgate and have a great time, and it's such a close, tight-knit community that's what goes on game days. You know, I can't tell you I really know what tailgating's about because I'm more in the arena than outside the arena, but I can feel the energy and the excitement when I was inside the arena here, you know, of the people. And it really comes down to the passion of the people and the pride that they have in what goes on here, you know, and I think it's a really special place that way. And people come from miles around to come, and, you know, when things are going well, like that stadium being full like that, you know, there's, you know, it's hard to beat. You know, it's an event, there's a ton of excitement, and people take a lot of pride in it.
You know, you were in the Bay Area for quite a while. Being that Fresno's right in between that Bay Area and LA, you ever think there's a bit of that chip on the shoulder inferiority complex almost with, you know, where Fresno State football, if they go beat those teams, it's sort of like, you know, makes people feel like they're a part of that and, you know, we're important too type thing.
Yeah, no, I mean, I don't know if it's a chip on our shoulder, but I think it is a pride factor that, you know, to be able to compete with anyone. You know, I think that's what I've been accustomed to here from the time that I was playing here, time I was coaching here, both under Coach Sweeney and Coach Hill, and then to watch some of the big victories that have gone on, you know, through big programs, you know, throughout time. It's something I think everybody gets juiced and excited about, you know, and I don't know if it's the chip or if it's just a sense of pride to be able to play with anybody in the country.
What's your vision for Bulldog football?
Well, the vision is that we provide a positive experience for the student athlete, that it's a day-to-day thing, that we're taking care of them, the growth and development as the whole person, and that we can teach life skills. I think that's a big thing. Not all these guys are going to play, you know, go to pro football. So life skills and how we do things is first and foremost, to attain their degree is number one, and that we win games with integrity and class. That's a big thing, and that we have school spirit and understand what we're doing, what we're playing for, and who we're playing for, and that we can take pride in that. And, you know, as far as on the field, to play fast, physical, smart, disciplined football, exciting football that people like to watch and have fun doing it, that the players enjoy doing it. And again, just to create that environment of trust and confidence for these young people as they grow.
Do you have a vision for where you want to see this program as far as national relevance goes?
I think that all takes care of itself. You know, we're going to try to reach our full potential. And wherever that takes us, that's where it takes us. But I think everyone knows here what it can be and where it should be. And so we have work to do here. There's no question about it. You know, our scholarship numbers are down. The academics aren't where they need to be. So there's a lot of work to do, but I'm excited for the challenge.
We mentioned coming off the two worst seasons in program history. When you come in, how do you turn it around? What's that process, or where does that process start, maybe?
Well, it's very similar. When I got to Cal, they were 1-10 or 1-11 or whatever, and we made the, you know, the biggest turnaround in college football that next year. And I think some of it has to do with forgetting about the past, you know, because if we carry that burden with us all the time, I think you can use some of that as motivation. But I want these kids to forget about that. I want them to look forward. I want them to think every day about how are we reaching our full potential, to have deliberate practices, to make sure that we're doing our best that we can do in class. And so some of these kids, it may be hard to get them to forget about that, because it's not easy to go through a 1-11 season in any way, shape, or form. But to get past that, you know, that's behind us. That's got nothing to do with us right now. You know, this is all about the future. It's all about what we do every day in preparation. And if we prepare the way we should prepare and continue to improve, then everything else will take care of itself, you know. But it's that's behind us. That's not us. So I don't make a big deal about it. I try to put that in the rearview mirror as much as possible.
I know it's early to ask this, but do you expect to win this year, or should fans expect that?
We should always expect to win. Yeah, that's why we're doing this. Not only to create that positive experience for the young man, but we're here to go on the field and win and compete. But to do it with integrity in class, like I said, and I really believe that, you know, if we do those things, you know, if we take care of the little things, the big things will take care of themselves. So we're just going to go out there each and every week and every day of practice and prepare and let it all hang out, you know, and the big things will take care of themselves that way.
Obviously a really tough schedule this year, which will play a part in, you know, how many games you do win right off the bat, right out of the gate. But do you like this schedule? Is that the type of schedule you like, or what's your sort of your scheduling philosophy that way?
Yeah, you know, I mean, I think it's great to be able to play some of the best teams in the country. To play Alabama and Washington this year is obviously a huge challenge. Two of the final four teams last year, you know, great programs. I think it's great for our kids to have those experiences. But typically, yeah, you know, you like to be able to compete against, you know, a couple of the top teams in the country before you get into league play. And, you know, so our scheduling is designed that way over the next, you know, whatever, next 7 years or 6 years that I've seen. You know, we have a pretty strong schedule pretty much every year. But I think that's what our kids want to have. That's what we want to have. That's what our fans want to see. And I think it's great to be able to compete against those people.
Is that a recruiting draw too?
For sure. Absolutely. You know, when you play in our conference, you know, we play a strong conference, but then when you can play non-conference teams like that, you know, teams in the Pac-12 or the SEC or the Big 12 or Big 10 or whatever it may be, that's what kids want to do.
What do you think the biggest difference is that the community will notice watching the team this year?
I don't know. You know, I mean, I don't know, because I don't know what they felt about last year, you know, so I don't really think about that. I know what we want to be, you know, so I don't really like to get into what happened before, because I wasn't here and I'm not going to judge anything. That's in the past. But what I want them to see is I want to see a team that's playing fast, physical, disciplined, smart football, you know, exciting brand of football. You know, with class and integrity, like I say, I think that's a big deal. You know, that people can leave the stadium saying, wow, that was exciting. You know, we're proud of what went on in the field today, win, lose, or draw.
What do you want the fans and community to know about where the program's headed and how important their support is in getting the program back?
Well, the support is critical. You know, I mean, this can be such a tough place to play. You know, when you talk about the 12th man, you know, very similar to really anywhere, but, you know, most notably the Seahawks, you know, and what they bring, and, you know, they have it coined, obviously. But home field advantage is a big deal. It really is in college football. And typically that has to do with the fans in the stadium, you know, the environment that's created. You know, when you force somebody to be uncomfortable with the noise level, and, you know, they have to practice it, they have to spend time on it, you know, that really affects their preparation. And then, of course, our kids feed off of it. You know, as important as anything for our kids to feed off the motivation and the energy level that's in our stadium, there's a big difference there, you know. And I know I was here for the last two games this last year as a fan in the stands, you know, and, you know, of course, the energy level was nil. You know, and so I think our fans can play as much of a role in helping us get back on track as anything.
We've heard a lot since you were hired about how important it is to get back to, we've heard the Pat Hill terms, paint the Valley red, and what is it, making the program the pride of the Valley again. What does all that stuff mean, painting the Valley red and pride of the Valley? Is it establishing a fan base? Is it recruiting? Is it both?
It's all of that. You know, it's getting the support back for the student athletes and for the program, bringing the pride and tradition back to the program, recruiting, keeping kids in the Valley home, where their family can be a part of what they're doing, you know. So, and as they grow, they want to be a Fresno State football player. They want to be a part of it. That's how they grow up. And then they want to play with each other. You know, I think that's a big deal, you know, of guys wanting to stay home, wanting their family to be involved with it. It means a lot to them when they've grown up around it. And so it's really, the bottom line is reestablishing the pride and tradition of what's gone on here for many, many, many years. And that's where I feel like I have knowledge of that, because I played here in 1981 and 82. I've been around this, you know, I've paid attention to Fresno State for 35 years, you know, so it's a long time of knowing what this place is all about. And I want to get it back to that point.
When you're talking to the top-notch Valley recruit, or, you know, maybe if I were a top-notch Valley recruit, what's your pitch to me on staying home and playing for the local school?
Well, I think the community is number one in life after football, of being able to continue to live in this community, make a name for yourself here, let your family be involved in it. And I think that's really important. You're not going to keep everybody home. Some kids just want to get away, you know. But I think for them to be part of this community and life after football, Fresno is a great place to live, great place to raise a family, and great place to go to school. You know, so they can attain all their goals right here while having their family here and do all those things because they have grown up that way, really appreciating the excitement and the energy that's here in life after football in the Valley.
With that said, not every kid's going to be from the Valley who you go and recruit, but what does that recruiting strategy or footprint look like for you?
The recruiting footprint is going to be the Western United States, you know, mainly California, but we're going to, you know, probably go as far east as Utah. We'll be in Arizona, we'll be in the Northwest, but we're going to saturate the Valley, number one, first and foremost. We're going to give every coach a piece of the Valley, where typically you would have one coach take the Valley and then everybody else would have areas. Well, every coach is going to have a piece of the Valley and then move on to areas after that. And so, because as much as anything, I think to recultivate the relationships with the high school coaches and the junior college coaches so that they know that they're welcome here and they can come here and, you know, we're going to support them and the relationships are strong. You know, whether they have a recruit or whether they don't, I still think it's important that the Valley high school coaches take pride in what we're doing here.
Talking about alumni, you know a lot of those alums. You played with them or coached them along the way.
Right.
How important is it to you, though, to get the guys from that Sweeney era, the Hill era, the DeRuiter era, and kind of make sure they all still feel part of the program moving forward?
I think it's critical. And I think that's an advantage, or I think that's something that makes it such a great fit, because you talk about my era from, and even before my era, because I knew of the people before me because of Coach Sweeney, you know, and I knew of the history before that, you know, so there's a lot of people who I knew of, and then obviously people that I interacted with, both as a player and then as a coach later on, and then it's kind of a network, because like the guys we have on our staff here, J.D. Williams and Jamie Christian and Scott Thompson, they all had their own eras, you know. And so, you know, it's a broad network, and I think it's really important for people to understand that we are building and bringing back the pride and tradition of what all those people understand and know. And it's kind of one of them that's here doing it, and that they know that they have a home here. And that this is, you know, we want them to come back and we want them to be a part of it. And I can't wait to see them. I've seen a lot of people so far, but I can't wait to see more as we get closer to the season.
I think it's fun, too, to just all the traditions. You know, I saw you brought a lot of the No Dogs Down back, and I remember that from when I was growing up.
Oh, yeah.
With Coach Sweeney and the Bulldog Born, Bulldog Bred, obviously, has kind of stayed through each coach. But I think it's important to keep some of that stuff.
Exactly. Okay. You know, the Bulldog Spirit song and, you know, when we get together with people, Coach Sweeney stories that we tell just go on. We could sit around all night and just talk about Coach Sweeney. You know, what Coach Sweeney did for all of us and the personality that he was and how much we all loved him and what he meant to this program, what he meant to our lives. You know, and just there's a ton of stories, you know, and that makes it a lot of fun. It really does. And guys stop into the office all the time, and whose name comes up all the time is Coach Sweeney's name comes up all the time. You know, to me, he's the foundation of this place. He's a legend. He should be in the College Football Hall of Fame. And then, of course, Coach Hill did a phenomenal job of continuing a lot of that and even growing it. You know, so obviously I was really close with Coach Sweeney and really close with Coach Hill. So Coach Hill's already been over here and talked to our staff. I wanted him to come over and just kind of coach us up and tell us stories about how he did it here and what was important to him, and both in recruiting in the Valley, just everything about the program, because he takes a lot of pride in this place.
And he gets people fired up.
Yeah. I mean, he is. He's an awesome guy who did a lot here, has a lot invested here, and really put a stamp on this program. Him and Coach Sweeney, for sure, you know, are the ones that, you know, I think have just really created something here that's pretty special.
Kind of staying along those lines with the alumni and your memories here, just for fun, I'll throw this out there, but who's the best Bulldog you ever played with?
Oh, that would have to be Henry Ellard. Yeah, well, I played?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Hoover High.
Yeah, it would have to be Henry. I think, you know, we had some good teams, but you know, Henry Ellard was a guy that, you know, obviously had a great NFL career, but he was a difference maker for sure. Made my job a lot easier.
Yeah, how's he not in the Hall of Fame?
Yeah, I don't know.
He was like fourth in receiving yards when he retired.
Yeah, I don't know. He was a phenomenal player, you know, as a quarterback, throwing the ball to him and Stephon Page was just, you know, was awesome. But, you know, Henry was just a tough player, competitive player, you know. So I, you know, as far as the 2 years that I played here, I'd have to say Henry was the guy.
That's a good one. Best you've ever coached to this point?
At Fresno State?
Yeah.
Oh, shoot. You get me in trouble answering that question. I can't answer that question.
All in fun.
There's a lot of them. You know, over 6 years I played here, we had a lot of success. You know, numerous guys. You know, I think if you just took a team and you said the team that beat SC in the Freedom Bowl was loaded with players, you know, from Lorenzo Neal to Trent Dilfer to Charlie Jones and Malcolm Sebron, Anthony Daigle, Ron Rivers,
Titus Winans,
you know, and then, you know, just so many people, you know, that team, we had a great team, and it was no surprise, you know, to us to beat SC. I think it was to everybody else, but, you know, we were legitimately better than they were that day.
Yeah, you talked about it already, but you were the quarterback that first full year at Bulldog Stadium when it was brand spanking new. It's coming up on 40 years old. But with plans are underway to renovate it, I'm sure you've gotten familiarized with that a little bit by now. But how important is that project in getting the program where you want it to be?
Well, you know, I think it's always important to have a place, you know, that with fan amenities, you know, that need to be updated and up to speed. To me, looking at it from afar, it looks the same to me. You know, I mean, it seems new to me, you know. But I understand that there's some things there, because it is coming up on 40 years old, that need to be renovated and, you know, and make it more efficient for fans and things like that, which there's plans to get all that done. You know, part of that is going to be, you know, some suites and things like that. And then there's going to be a football building, which I think will help us big time in recruiting, you know, and I think it will help all the other sports as well. You know, I think when we look at something like that, you know, the revenue producing piece of it, you know, is really for everybody, not just for football. You know, it runs the show, you know, and so it's important that, you know, that fans are comfortable there and that it's safe for fans and it's a great place to watch a game.
I know, like, a lot of the reason it needs to be updated, not just aesthetic-wise, but you need the bigger press box, more accommodating for the media. You need the cross aisles going across so people don't have to walk up 60 or 70 rows of stairs and that type of thing, concessions and restrooms.
But
in today's day and age, with so many games on TV, you know, I know a couple years ago, every Fresno State game was nationally televised.
Right.
How important is that stuff to getting fans to come out to the game instead of just staying home to watch.
Well, yeah, that's what I mean. I mean, for fan amenities, to do all that stuff, and then, you know, the excitement of what's going on, to have, you know, the more success we have, the more we're going to be on TV. Obviously, is it a recruiting tool? Yes, it's a recruiting tool. And, you know, recruiting is the name of the game, you know, to make sure that the evaluation is there, and facilities is a big part of it, you know, and getting the guys that are the right fit for the program. But in this day and age, when you're talking about recruiting, facilities is right there on the top of the list of what people are looking for when they come look at your school.
Just a couple more questions for you here, but you mentioned your journey here academically at Fresno State. You're part of that process now, that, you know, the 80% who are turning to the Valley and
right,
and doing work here, making an impact here in the community. But how do you feel about that whole vision of President Castro, that academics and athletics rising together, that whole message? Do you feel like that's a great message to be sending?
I think it's a great message, and I'm 100% on board with it. And, you know, and going to do our part to make sure that we follow through with that. You know, I think his leadership and his guidance and that message is right on point. You know, that I think, you know, academics is number one. You know, the old cliche of student athlete, there's a reason why it comes student first. I mean, it's real. I mean, that's what they're here for. You know, now all the experiences that they're going to have here, and all the growth and development, and all the education they're going to have here is great, you know, but it's about attaining your degree. And there's so many lessons and messages that come from combining academics and athletics, you know, to be a well-rounded person, you know. So I think that's what college athletics is all about. You know, it is about the student athlete.
You've been down that ramp as a player and an assistant before, but come September 2nd, what emotion are you going to have walking down it as the head coach of the Fresno State Bulldogs?
I'm sure it's going to be high emotion. I guess the word for that is emotional. You know, it'll be emotional, but it'll be more energy than anything, of just a sense of pride of going down there. You know, I've been down that ramp a lot of times, you know, so it won't be like it's new, but in that role it will be, for sure. And, you know, they have an obligation to a lot of people, and we have a lot of obligation to a lot of people, you know, the people that came before us. You know, there's a reason why Coach Sweeney's picture is right over there. He looks at me every day as I walk out that door, and that means a lot to me. You know, him looking over that stadium like that, you know, is something that every time I go down that ramp, you know, it's the players that were here, it's the coaches that were here, it's everyone who has invested things in this place is what it's all about, you know. So, yes, there's a history, this will be a new team, but going down that ramp for me means a lot. You know, it's not someone who's never been here before and you're just going down to play a football game. You know, it's much more than playing a football game.
That was new Fresno State head football coach Jeff Tedford. Remember, all 6 Bulldog football home games this year are on Saturdays, so it's a great season for fans to get their season tickets, get their mini plans. Those are all available now, including a special Father's Day plan. So go ahead and call 278-DOGS if you're interested in that, or visit GoBulldogs.com, as always, for more information on tickets or joining the Bulldog Scholarship Fund. That's all the time we have for today. Thank you so much for joining us, and please join us again next Saturday morning at 8:30 a.m. for the Fresno State Sports Report on KFSR. Follow us on Twitter at 907KFSRSports. We're on the air at 90.7 FM and streaming worldwide at www.kfsr.org.
KFSR presents the Fresno State Sports Report every Saturday morning at 8:30. For complete program schedule, visit kfsr.org.